That's the biggest joke of all, that the church has a restraining influence on ungodliness? Are you kidding me? That the greatest Christian nation is the most ungodly propagator of ungodliness? That we are the, you know, America, Christian nation, pornography capital. I mean, what are you thinking? The church restraining? Ha 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 ha! You know, oh, if conservatives were in charge, we wouldn't have all this immorality. What, are you going to stuff it down everyone's throat? You're kidding me. We live in a free country. That's what allows me to preach. I don't want the freedoms curtailed. Let them have their ungodliness. What's it to you? You serve God. Yeah, if they get in charge and they start dictating everything, pretty soon it will be time of Antichrist. What is the restraint? Who withholds him? Well, there's a chain on him, and Michael the Archangel casts him out of heaven. You know, Satan is being restrained until he's not restrained anymore, until he's let go. And we see, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, for he knoweth that he hath but a short time. That hasn't happened yet. How do I know? Because 2,000 years would not be a short time. If Satan was cast out in the time of Christ, nobody's cast out in the end. He's going to come down having great wrath. And whether we'll see him as a supernatural being or he's going to inhabit some man, the signs are going to be clear. And what will keep us is Christ. He's going to keep us in our, because we will have exercised ourselves in righteousness. We're going to be ready to stand against the devil. And against the Antichrist. And against the abomination of desolation. But when you see that happen, then you know, we are in the end times. We're in the end times. Jesus is coming soon. But he won't be there yet. Not till after the events take place. But we will be able to say, he's coming soon. And that's when they begin to mock you and say, oh, where's your Lord? Look at Jesus is here. Why are you saying he's somewhere else? That's what the next verse says. Lo, if any man shall say to you, lo, here is Christ, or lo, he is there, believe him not. For false Christs and false prophets shall rise and show signs and wonders to seduce, if it were possible, even the elect. If it was possible to seduce the elect, he would. Thank God it's not possible. It's like God will keep us. But I tell you, don't think you can live unrighteously now and then just walk into the tribulation and be a hero or something. If you've run with the footmen and they have wearied you, how are you going to contend with horses? If you can't contend with sinfulness now, what are you going to do when the armies of Satan march across the earth? What are you going to do then? You think you're going to be able to be godly then? You can't resist temptation now? You think you're going to resist temptation then when the stakes are higher? Because you're going to say, oh, it matters more? I tell you, if you can't resist it now, you won't resist it then. But don't fret. God will teach you how to resist. Because I'll tell you what, I want to learn. I haven't learned how to resist every kind of temptation. Things still tempt me. I've overcome a lot. I've raced. And I've outrun many of my opponents. And I do not doubt that I shall outrun them all. I do not doubt for a moment that I shall outrun them all. And so will you who believe in the gospel. You will outrun your opponents. You will leave your enemies in your dust. And I mean sin, iniquity, and all ungodliness. You're going to lay aside all filthiness of the flesh and spirit and perfect godliness and holiness in the Holy Ghost, in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians 7. You know, when he says, when you see the abomination, he talks about flee away because of the destruction that is coming to Jerusalem there. Because he's referring, where it ought not. Remember, Isaiah chapter 14. I wrote a song on this one too. You ought to listen to it. You know, what happens is it talks about Satan's fall at the end of the age. This is talking about the end of this age in Isaiah 14. When God will give us rest from our sorrow and from our fear and the hard bondage wherein we were made to serve, then we're going to take up this proverb against the king of Babylon, which is a type of Satan, and it gets into Satan directly. How has the oppressor ceased? The golden city ceased. And it talks about how God has broken him down and how hell is removed to meet him at his coming. And it says, how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, morning star, son of the morning, Hillel ben Shakar. Verse 12 says, how art thou cut down to the ground which did weaken the nations? This speaks after Christ returns. For you have said in your heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Psalm 48. Read Psalm 48. The northern flanks refers to Mount Zion. Beautiful for situation. Mount Zion. The praise of the whole earth in the sides of the north. I will be like the Most High, he has said. But he's brought down to the pit. In the book of Revelation, we will read how he's cast into the bottomless pit for 1,000 years. Revelation 20. When Jesus comes, he's going to destroy him with the brightness of his coming. And the sword of his mouth, he's going to slay him. When you see that happen, it's time to run away, to physically evacuate Jerusalem. I don't know that anyone's actually going to do it. What he's saying is they ought to do it. They'll probably all be gathered together there. But when Jesus comes, he's going to stain his garments red with the blood of his enemies. That's why you ought to leave Jerusalem. Pray that your flight be not in the winter. Because a winter flight is not to be pleasant. This speaks also that Christ does not know the day or the hour of his return. And those days shall be affliction such as was not from the beginning of the earth, the creation which God created, to this time neither shall be. Nothing like it. So Titus does not qualify for what Jesus is talking about now. That was not the worst thing that ever happened in the whole creation. By any means. You know, there's going to be a third of the men on the earth slain. And I suppose in that passage that could be interpreted symbolically, but who knows, right? I know that this, Jesus' garments are going to be stained with blood. That is so. Except the Lord had shortened those days, no flesh should be saved. But for the elect's sake, he has shortened the days. So the time, people always talk 7 years, or all I really see is 3.5 years in the book of Revelation. I don't see no 7-year tribulation. It comes from Daniel. But I consider Revelation to be take precedence over Daniel, by all means. And so, whatever time period God originally has allowed, 3.5 years, it's going to be shortened. Or maybe it was shortened from 7 to 3.5, cut in half.